Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey there! Do you like films? Do you like wrestling from the 2000s? Do you want to see a film about wrestling from the 2000s? Well, WrestleTalk are hosting a special screening of Ready to Rumble for its 19th anniversary at the Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square on May 7th, 2019.
Wrestling's fake.
Wrestling's not fake!
Myself, Ollie Davis, Luke Cohen, Laurie Blake, Randy Andy Datsun, Pete Quinnell, and maybe a few other surprises will be in attendance for a meet and greet before the film.
And then stick around after the screening for a special Wrestle Ramble podcast recording where we'll talk in depth about David Arquette winning the WCW Championship to promote the film and what it did for the wrestling industry.
Would that be raw sewage I'm smelling?
They kind of always like that smell.
If you've not seen Ready to Rumble before, come see the sports entertainment epic the Detroit News said manages to insult not only pro wrestlers, but also their fans.
Brittany, let's go out again. We'll talk about me and you.
Dude, you're in there.
The Matt-based masterpiece the New York Post called a toilet humor farce proud of its own crudeness.
Your sister shot her first perp today.
That's nice, Gabby.
And if that doesn't tempt you, the Orlando Sentinel said of this barn burner brilliance, yes, film fans, there is a new worst movie of all time.
Any match, any time.
The Steel Cage.
Steel Cage wins.
So come see...
Shut up, Randy!
You're not part of this!
So come see Ready to Rumble at the Prince Charles Cinema on May 7th with your friends at WrestleTalk. Tickets are available now.
Support WrestleTalk!
Donate on Patreon.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Hello there, you beautiful members of the SWAF Nation, and welcome to this special interview edition of Wrestle Ramble, where I was able to sit down with former Impact World Heavyweight Champion and a former Intercontinental Tag Team and ECW Champion, Johnny Impact, otherwise known as John Morrison and Johnny Nitro in WWE, and Johnny Mundo in Lucha Underground. Johnny and I speak about his time in Impact Wrestling and what he wants to accomplish in the company, as well as his thoughts on All Elite Wrestling, the state of Lucha Underground possibly getting another season, Pineapple on Pizza, and a whole host of other Wiffle Waffle chats. Remember to get your tickets to see WrestleTalk live in London next Tuesday, where we're screening Ready to Rumble. But before you do that, take a listen to my little chat with Johnny Impact, where we're first talking about his time as the top guy in the company.
I've been pretty good. You know what I mean? It feels really good to be a part of the rise of something or to create something. It feels like that's what I've been doing since I've been at Impact. Creating something, shedding a lot of the negative connotations previously associated with the promotion. And the, I guess it feels satisfying, like vindicated too, to be the guy that's been the longest running Impact champion in the past 7 years. And that feels like an accomplishment and you know, satisfying. It was good.
And you're working in the same company as your wife, which I'd imagine must be absolutely amazing. But like, it's been really cool for you to be able to sort of work together since you turned heel. So like, how's it been for you kind of working together?
I mean, it's been great for me. I imagine it's even been even better for her. I'm missing her. It's, it's really cool. You know, like wrestling is a tricky business, and a lot of times wrestling is trying to take over your, obviously, professional life, but personal life too. And being able to travel the world and work so much with my wife, with my favorite human, is really important, because sometimes, you know, especially at other places where the schedule is even more demanding, I feel like you're on this express train and it just blows by a lot of the important personal things, birthdays, weddings, holidays, and being able to share moments and create memories with Taya while we're working is really important and rare in this business.
And it's such a stacked women's roster and Impact at the moment, because obviously you got Taya and you've got Tessa Blanchard and Jordan Grace, who we're big fans of here, and Sue Young, who we did some stuff with last year at Wrestling Media Con. So like, it's a really vibrant division for Impact right now.
Absolutely. The women's, like, women's division, the Knockouts, have been killing it at Impact for a long time. They had a reputation even 10, 15, 20 years ago for having badass matches and putting on great performances. And now I think more than ever, they are really living up to that reputation and even leveling up, setting higher for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Impact was a company that was very ahead of the curve on that side of things, particularly in North America. So it's really great to see them still carrying on that, and especially now that it's being more prevalent in other wrestling companies, that Impact is still delivering on like such a high level. And it's kind of the same with your main event scene, you know, with Brian Cage recently winning the title. Commiserations for him winning the championship, by the way. You know, you've got a really strong main event scene there. But like one of the really sort of big guys you had there for quite some time was Austin Aries, and you had a kind of a controversial ending to your Bound for Glory match, where
did you say one of the big guys that was having?
Well, yeah. Perhaps, yeah.
Use your words wisely.
Okay, yeah, I'll rescind that slightly. But there was kind of a controversial end to the match where he walked out. But I was kind of wondering, was there any plans sort of moving forward of like the trio that he had with Moose and Cross and yourself? So like, what were the plans that were going to continue on from that before the ending of that match?
It's hard to say exactly what was going to happen. There were a lot of things that changed based on what happened in that match, and there was a lot of things up in the air based on contractual agreements and whether or not things were going to work out with Austin Aries. And I don't think there was anything completely set in stone. There was a lot of ideas that have been discussed, and some things I was excited about and some things I was less excited about. But things changed based on the match that you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it was a heck of a match as well. It was a really, really, I mean, it was a great show. And I think that's the other thing I want to sort of give you guys a lot of praise for. And I don't think Impact gets enough credit for this, is that your string of shows that you've done for the past year or so have been like absolutely outstanding. Rebellion most recently was an absolutely terrific show. How did you find the show overall?
I echo your sentiments. I feel like Rebellion was an outstanding show, and a lot of the shows that we've had this past year, we're talking about a lot of guys that are coming into their own, and people are taking pride in working for Impact and putting themselves out there and challenging themselves. And with Rebellion, like you mentioned, I feel like top to bottom, we had an awesome show. And that Rebel Complex in Toronto is always electric. The people there always come to make noise, which makes it a real pleasure to wrestle in that building.
And what's the latest on Brian Cage with his back injury? Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't. I heard his back was substantially messed up. I don't know how. I don't think anyone knows yet exactly how long he's going to be out, or the how extensive the injuries are going to be. I've just been kind of asking about him through Don and Scott. I'm kind of hoping his dumbass decides to come back a little early, because wrestling a half-sink machine would be a lot easier to beat than wrestling a full strength machine.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I know I sincerely doubt that he is going to be able to wrestle in Philadelphia. I don't know though. He's not the smartest, so maybe he'll just show up anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You had a really good series with Brian. Again, commiserations that you lost the championship. But what are you looking forward to next? Is it going back into more matches with Brian, or you know whether he vacates the title, or what is? Who are you looking to next? Like, who's your next? Like, what feud are you most looking forward to next?
You know, the roster is so deep that it's tough to say. First and foremost, I want to win back the Impact World Championship. But aside from championships, Impact just signed RVD.
Mm.
He's somebody that I looked up to for a long time in this business and was a fan of even before I started in this business. Eddie Edwards and I, he's someone that I get along with really well, or at least have in the past, and I've never really wrestled against. Moose, I've had a string of what I think are great matches against, but they've been on a lot of Twitch live streams. Man, Rich Swann,
yeah.
Sammy Callahan. There's a lot of guys on the roster that I haven't really had the chance to wrestle at Impact. So it's fun when I get asked that question, and there's not just one answer. There's a lot of answers on the Impact roster.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, and like. Also at that show, Impact Plus was announced, which I guess is kind of just like a rebranding of the platform you've currently got at the moment. But is there anything more you can tell us about that, or is there anything you might know about that?
I know everyone's excited about Impact Plus, and yeah, it's a rebranding, but overhaul and expanding of the TWN app on which Impact could be watched. For some reason, this is a stupid thing. I think it's funny that it's Impact Plus and then a plus sign after the plus, because technically that means Impact Plus Plus.
Yeah.
And as Johnny Impact, Johnny Impact talking about Impact Plus Plus is a lot of impact and a lot of plus. A
lot of impact, a lot of plus. You kind of talked about, you know, winning back the title, but I suppose the question I would really like to ask you is, do you have sort of an ultimate goal that you would like to accomplish in Impact?
You know, it's tough to say because everyone sights winning a world championship is an ultimate goal. But really the first time I've been asked that question. It's just kind of surprising. It seems like a good question to ask. So I would say my ultimate goal and impact is to be known as the guy that came in and transformed the company, shed the negative connotations, and carried impact to a new era of a new network, higher ratings, critical and wrestling fan acclaim. And I'm on my way to doing that. That's a goal. That's not a, you're going to not wake up one morning and say, accomplished it, I did it. It's more of a legacy type thing that requires years of good matches and hard work.
We're going to jump into some listener questions that we've been sent in. But before we get onto that, I did want to ask you about Lucha Underground. And if you know what the latest is, I know there's kind of like a lawsuit that's going on between some of the people that are contracted to that. So I don't know if you, what you kind of know about, because it's such a crazy and sort of an unknown situation for like a lot of fans. I think a lot of fans are curious about it. So is there anything you might be able to shed some light on with what's going on with Lucha Underground?
There's a lot of unknown Lucha Underground. I'm starting to feel like it's less and less likely that we're going to come back for season 5. Extremely unlikely. And with regard to the lawsuit, since I'm not involved in any of them, it's hard to comment because I don't know the exact details. But I will say I hope that Lucha Underground, which is an organization that I care for a lot, that I really mean something to me, isn't holding talent back from making money, because wrestling is a tricky business. It's a difficult business, and performers, wrestlers need to be making money when they can. This business, they don't need lawsuits. It's just, it's silly. I hope lawsuits can be resolved quickly without hurting anyone's livelihoods. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's been some hurt feelings already. And just, it seems unnecessary in this business, because at one time, Lucha Underground was something that everyone had a lot of pride for and was proud to be a part of. And I just, it sucks, man. I hope everything gets settled quickly.
Yeah, I mean, me too as well. We've got some listener questions that we're going to dive into. Jonathan Hedman asks, did you enjoy WWE or Ohio Valley more? He says it seemed like M&M was a lot of fun, but like, did you enjoy WWE or Ohio more?
You know, it's tough because I'm always a little bit biased towards the place that you start, you know. And then OVW was the first place I was really wrestling for consistently and doing these loops with Joey and Matt Capitelli and Johnny Jeter and Chris Cage, Conway and Dinsmore, and like, it was kind of like my indoctrination into this crazy world of pro wrestling. So everything was so fresh there, and WWE was a vast expansion of a of an immersion into professional wrestling. That's a hard thing to say. Like, what do you like the most, or what did you enjoy the most? I really liked both places. I feel like I've done a good job at enjoying my career, no matter where I am. And WWE and OVW are so different, it's almost hard to compare.
Jake asks, how do you keep your hair so fabulous every single time without fail?
Thanks, Jake. I'm glad you think that. If you ask Taya, she certainly doesn't think that. when you get married, if you want to stay married, you got to, sometimes listen to the First Lady of Slam Town. She's big on leave-in conditioners, hair treatments, and making sure I don't leave the house without at least a little bit of product on the Slam Town's head.
Daryl wants to know if you think pineapple really belongs on pizza.
Yeah, I'm a pineapple guy. I don't understand why this has gotten so much like crazy debate.
I don't get it either. I love pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, ham and pineapple, sure. Canadian bacon and pineapple, all the way. Yep.
Jer Personen asks, do you watch wrestling in your free time, and who is your current favorite wrestler? And unfortunately, you're not allowed to name yourself.
Let's see. I mean, favorite wrestler is probably John Morrison. But in my free time. yes, I do. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I'm a fan of from a lot of these different organizations. I'm a big fan of PJ Black, Marty Scurll. I like watching the Bucks. Kenny, obviously, it's a cliche answer. Ibushi over there in New Japan. Rollins, I'll put up there. Finn Balor, Ricochet. I mean, there's so much great wrestling out there.
There's so much great wrestling right now.
If you want to be at the top of your game, you got to spend a lot of time watching wrestling.
Yeah.
And I do try to watch as much as I have time for.
Funnily enough, you mentioned Kenny and Omega, because one of the questions that came up a lot, and I'd imagine it's a question you get asked a lot, is your thoughts on All Elite Wrestling, and if you've spoken to the Bucks or Cody or anything like that. So I'll put out sort of a blanket question for you to give some thoughts on All Elite Wrestling.
I guess my thoughts are, what a good thing for the wrestling business, you know, and it's really cool to see guys like the Bucks, who, and obviously, as you can see from their Instagram and Twitter, struggled for a time. And then see them rise as they did with being elite, and now with the inclusion of Cody, Kenny, Jericho, and Adam Page, creating their YouTube channel, which has led to this crazy TV deal with Tony. I hope it's successful, because the more successful it is, the better it is for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple more questions before I let you get on. Ian wants to know, do you prefer to work as a babyface or as a heel?
The grass is always greener for me. I like changing. I like a lot of the moves that I do. I feel like I'm more suited for a babyface, but my personality and the way I like to acting in the squared circle, it might be more suited for a heel.
And Reggie wants to know, who's currently your favorite musician?
Man, let's see, I guess aside from myself. yeah, it's a tough one. I like a lot of old school stuff, like Beatles, Stones, Grateful Dead, Journey. But I'm a fan of Fantagram, which is a cool band one. We'll go with that. Fantagram.
And Sharpie's like, what's your best wrestling memory?
Man, best wrestling memory. Now it's tough. Debuting on Raw is Eric Bischoff's apprentice, Johnny Nitro, was up there. Winning the tag team titles at MSG is Eminem, is up there. ECW championship against CM Punk in Cincinnati is up there. Defending the or winning the IC title off Rey Mysterio in Cleveland is up there. Wrestling Jeff with the heavyweight title in Baltimore is up there. I'm trying to pick one. Wrestling's like a river. There's a lot of water to sip through.
Right, and this last question, and we like to ask this one a lot, is would you rather fight 100 chicken-sized Brock Lesnars or one Brock Lesnar-sized chicken?
Dang. What are the stipulations?
We'll say it's false count anywhere. You can use weapons if you want.
False count anywhere weapons? Maybe like the big chicken Brock Lesnar.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah. I mean, I was tempted to say, like, chicken-sized Brock Lesnar's, just because it would be, like, so weird. Yeah. Have, like an army of little mini Brocks. But legitimately, like 10 little chicken-sized Brocks, I think, would mess up somebody up. 100 of those things. They'd eat your lunch for sure.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Johnny. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Best of luck with Impact. Best of luck with everything you're doing. Hope you can reclaim that title once again. But thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well,
My thanks to Johnny Impact for taking the time with me today and Impact Wrestling for setting the interview up. Tickets for WrestleTalk Live in London are available now in the link in the podcast description, and Ollie and I will be back tomorrow for another episode of Wrestle Ramble, where we'll be talking about Dean Ambrose, now he's John Moxley, as well as your crap gimmick suggestions and mailbag questions. Take care, I love you, goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.